Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right, guys, what's up? Another Wednesday night, another Hellebass Live. Good to see everybody. See some familiar faces. Gary, Tim Maynard, David, what's up, everybody? Awesome to see you guys hanging out in the chat. We're going solo tonight. No guests tonight. Just going to be hanging out. Probably not a super long stream because I got to get ready to head to the Bayou tomorrow. So that's why we're just kind of keeping it light, keeping it fun, keeping it casual tonight. I don't know why your kids won't go to kid bed, Brian. That's funny. What's up, Jay? Tim? Mod house? Mods in the house? We're well protected. So that's awesome. I got a few things to talk about tonight. But I just didn't get a chance to stream last week. Not streaming again next week because of the tournament. At least not very likely. So I thought we got to squeeze one in this week and make sure I get to hang out with you guys. It'd be too long if I went 3 weeks without hanging out with you guys live and in the comments and all that kind of stuff. So what's up? Is it Aiden Bates or Aiden Bates? Not sure how you quite say that. Backlash Pro, good to see you. It is natty time. Starts this week. Oh, yeah, that's a good question. So it went off limits October 11th. And so if I went down and pre-practiced, it would have been, had to been before October 11th, Gary. And just with timing of everything going on and stuff at home and vacation time, it just didn't seem practical to go down there ahead of time. I actually fished the Ouachita River in 2014 for this same event. So I kind of have a lay of the land. So I don't know that pre-practice would have benefited me much. I'm going to get two really full days and then like an 8-hour day of practice. I think that'll be enough, or it should be enough. And if I don't find them, it's not the practice's fault. It's my fault. So that's why, Gary. So yeah, I'll be heading down. I'll get to practice all day Saturday, Sunday, sun up till sundown. Monday's an off day, and then Tuesday's an official day. Incorrect, John. There is rum in here. Thank you, John, JP. Hey, Mike. Good to see you. Yeah. Hopefully we represent the North down at the Natty. Oh, looks like I guessed right. That's a good question, John. I actually have a few rods here, a few that I haven't quite put in the boat yet that I'm going to show off tonight. So we're going to talk a little bit of bait and rigging and some things that I'm doing that I think you might find interesting. Gabe's in the house. Awesome. There is Bass Track, Gary. So the official tournament's days, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, November 3rd, 4th, and 5th, there will be Bass Track. And I am pretty good about keeping my Bass Track updated. So on the Bassmaster.com website, there will be a tournament section up at the top like they have for most tournaments with a blog and a leaderboard and a Bass Track. So I will do my best to keep that updated. I think the water levels are pretty normal from what I saw. I don't think this place fluctuates very much. And being in northern Louisiana, they didn't really get affected by the tropical storms. Very cool, Mike. Yeah. Minnesota fishing this time of year is pretty fun. That's a good muskie for sure. That's a giant muskie. I don't know that I've ever cracked 50. I've caught some 40-some inchers, but I don't think I've ever cracked a 50-incher. That's awesome. Hopefully we can, Jay, because I have this fear that while I'm gone, it's going to like turn to ice while I'm and a blizzard will come through while I'm down there next week. Let's see the 10-day here. So I will get back. So it's already getting cold. I see that while I'm gone, we have lows 26, 24, 20, 20, 21, 23. Things are going to cool down real fast while I'm gone. So, yeah, it'd be tough to get out fishing. Maybe smallies. Largies will be tough, I think, by that time. Yeah, what's up, B-Wolf? Cheers to you. They can be efficient thousands of casts, but I caught two muskies in 12 minutes one time. Hella lit. There you go. yeah, the bayou is going to be a good time. All right. So we got 30-some people in here already. That's awesome. That's cool. A couple things that I wanted to mention before we get too far into the show. Let's see here. We probably should throw this guy up. Wouldn't be a stream if we didn't. Yeah. So where are you, Daniel? Like Arkansas, Oklahoma? I forget. Am I going to drive by? I'm heading straight down 35, then I'm cutting to Little Rock, and then down to Monroe. Yeah, they should be. Things are pretty good in Minnesota right now, but they're going to change real fast. Medium bait casting rods with 12 and 14-pound fluoro. I think those would be good rods for like spinnerbaits, crankbaits, lipless cranks, that kind of stuff. Maybe in a jerkbait. Good reaction bait rods, for sure. Don's checking in from Oklahoma. Yeah, that's what a lot of people say, but it's like anything else. Once you like know what you're doing, then you can kind of stack those odds in your favor. Looks like it's going to be nice in the bayou. I looked. I thought we had like lows in the 50s and highs in the 70s, and I think that's actually going to probably help the fishing. It's been like in the 80s and 90s down there, and it's going to dip a little bit. So that would be good. Kentucky. Last year I drove through Kentucky when I went to Pickwick, but not headed that way this time. Yeah, it's going to – we've had some crazy warm weather, and it's going to – when it drops, it's going to drop out quick. Thank you, Craig. Appreciate it. Dobbins for a Whopper Plopper 130. I like the – I throw it on a 735 typically, and I think – like a Fury or even a Sierra is a good option. That Sierra's even got a little bit slower action. So if I had to just pick one, I would say a 735 Sierra for a Whopper Plopper 130. The Natty is on the Ouachita River in northern Louisiana and Monroe, Louisiana. It's basically the home of Duck Dynasty. So cypress trees, all kinds of crazy stuff. The silver muskie is pretty rare. I think that's only in certain places. I don't think they get as big. Hopefully, been cramming, been prepping hard. So one thing I wanted to mention is, let's see here. Arsenal Fishing is running a big sale for the Halloween through this Halloween. So you can get anywhere from 25 to 50% off. So 25% off everything, and then some stuff is already marked down, which makes it 50%. So you don't have to use my code. You can just go check it out. You can use the link down in my description if you don't know where Arsenal Fishing is. But if anybody wants some deals on some good stuff, yeah, check out Arsenal Fishing. They support me. They're trying to, I think, clear a few things out so they can bring more inventory in for spring. So I'll be wearing the beanie. I have been wearing the beanie, walking the dog when it's cold out. Wore it this weekend fishing. The scissors are good. Lots of good tools for anything Arsenal Fishing. You have to make your own visors, Brian. I've got videos on that. Or if you want to send it to me, I'll make it for you. I don't know that I will fish any other lakes on this trip. Hopefully not. Maybe if I don't make the cut, I'll figure out some way to fish on the way home. But hopefully I make the cut and I'm busy. So I'm not making any plans. Yeah, I don't know. I think, well, Uncle Si is not much of a fisherman, but that one guy is, right? There's a, I forget what his name is, the one guy with the dark beard, the younger guy. I don't think he's one of the Robertsons. He's like their buddy. He goes fishing with Wheeler quite a bit. So that would be more likely. Last outing in Nebraska. Come on, you got to have at least a few more weeks fishing fix. So, yeah, check out the Arsenal Fishing sale if you guys want to get some good stuff at a good discount. Let's see. Yeah, Justin Martin, that's the name. Yep. So he's the fisherman out of the group, I think. I love that wacky rig sleeve. It's all I use. I got it in the boat. I don't have it here. It's in the boat. That's what I use for Nico's. I use for wacky rigs. That's my favorite way to wacky rig is using that Arsenal tool. Yeah. And for those wondering what Will's talking about, is this guy right here down in the lower left. You just use a little silicone band. It's clear. It matches the plastic. You hook right through it. Holds up way better than O-rings. Doesn't cut through the worm. Keeps your hook perpendicular, which is what I prefer. I don't like hooking parallel to the bait. Yeah. Well, they said they were going to – Dan offered to do a visor, but I was like, I don't want a visor. I want to just make my own visor. So, yeah. This, you know, this is really actually pretty similar to clear shrink wrap. You just don't need a lighter. So it's more stretchy. So, I mean, it definitely works. But if you don't want to mess with a lighter, this works really good too. Thank you, Robert. So, yeah, that's that. Like I said, no stream next week. But the following week, we'll definitely have one on. I think we're going to have some good guests that week and maybe some special news from Omnia. So stay tuned. I think I'm going to have some exciting news from Omnia coming here real soon that's going to benefit hopefully a lot of you guys and gals and anglers on the stream. So excited about that. So that's coming up. What else did I want to touch on? Oh, I will say kudos to you guys. That there have been a whole lot of new boats listed on Bass Boat Marketplace since we had our stream. And I know some of them are you guys and some are other people, but thanks for the people that supported Michael and Bass Boat Marketplace. There's a ton of boats on there now. So if you guys are in the market and you looked at it last time we had a stream and there was only a handful of boats on there, there's now, I don't know, multiple pages of boats. So if you're in the market, check out Bass Boat Marketplace. The code still works. It's Hellabass. If you are looking to sell a boat and you need a discount on the listing price, or if you got a buddy. So there, that's that. Appreciate you guys helping that out and checking out that site. Let's see here. You want me to pre-practice bull shoals for you? Okay. Kayak would be fun. Yeah, that's for sure. Kayak's a good way to get out. Let's see here. So I've been doing some boat prep. So I got some kind of interesting news on the boat side of things. Let me see here. Give me a second. Pull something up. Should have been prepared. All right. So we got a different boat for this tournament. You want to be a mod? Oh, let's see, I got to cook here. Just a second. Thou shall knighted mod. There you go. All right. So what was I going to show off? So yes, boat news. Oh, it's a good point. Might have to talk about your logo. Yeah. There's been some serious rain in certain parts of the country for sure, Will. So, instead of running the Bass Cat down in the bayou, we've got a slightly different rig ready. Let's see here. Check out this thing right here. So this will be the tournament boat for the Ouachita River. This camo RT 188. Too soon, Matt. Too soon. But yeah, so I'm running this bad boy right here. So stealthy camo, slipping through the cypress trees and stumps. And after being there last time, I'm actually pretty excited to run this rig because in a fiberglass boat, it was not a lot of fun navigating the stumps down there. I have no idea. You know what? I would suggest looking up Serious Angler on Instagram or Facebook and sending him a DM, because I have no idea. Sycamore, we will be going shallow. We will be getting way back in the juice. The other thing, fish won't see me coming, but I'm so used to being in that white bass cat with the red talons. Everybody knows where I am all the time. Yeah, should be pretty ideal based on my experience down there in the past. So tested it out on a local lake on Monday night, super quick, just to make sure it was running. Caught a bass, so I already broke her in. It's a loner. I've acquired it for this tournament only. No, it's pretty deep through there, Ryan, on Marion. this bass was on Marion, but I didn't go back to where you're talking about. It's pretty well dredged. If I had to guess, 3 feet under that culvert most of the way. And then once you get in there, it kind of gets shallow, but it's mostly mucky, sandy bottom under there. And it's all no wake. But yeah, you can idle around pretty easy. It does have an Altrex. And actually the guy that owns this boat, he puts his Helix 12s on there. So I had to swap out the gimbal brackets so I could put my Helix 10s on there. So it's ready to rock. I think they just get mesmerized by the visor and they're willing to loan me things. And so, yeah, I went out the other night, ripped around. It was fun. It got up on plane super fast. It was great to fish out of. It's got a big front deck. It's pretty cool. I think I'm actually going to do like a full boat review on my off day down next week and then put that on the channel coming up. So give you kind of a, so this is the process here. This is kind of a bad photo, but like I shredded the bass cat in my tackle and had stuff all over the place the last couple nights, spooling up things and things like that. So basically kind of imploded everything and then, got it all packed in there today. So we're packed. We're ready. We got a spare prop. We got our terminal tackle. We got 24 rods in there, minus the ones I got right here, which I'm going to show you in a second, but those ones will fit in there too. A bunch of Plano boxes, a bunch of Arsenal battalion bags for plastics, and then kind of my day bag. I think I'll actually lighten this up. It's even got tool holders for my, my Arsenal battle braid scissors. So yeah, it actually surprisingly has a ton of storage in it. Yeah, honestly, Tim, for certain waters, and honestly, like I would say 90% of the stuff we fish here in Minnesota, this boat would be 100% competitive. Only in big water, big runs. This boat actually ran with a 115, 45 miles an hour the other night. So I was pretty impressed. So, but after the first 2 days of practice, while we're off day, I'll probably pare this down and take some of it out. But I wanted to have my options open for practice. But it'll be a little lighter during the tournament. I'll take some of this stuff out. I do have a video on spooling bait casters on the channel, John, if you want to search it up. I actually have a good trick where you drop your spool in a bucket of water. What's up, Greg? So yeah, that's the rig. I'm pretty excited. So you'll see this in the videos, the next few videos coming up. After next week, we'll be out of this camouflage Ranger, so that'd be pretty exciting. But yeah, it's the only thing it doesn't have is shallow water anklers, but I don't think that's gonna be a big deal down there. I'll probably just bring a bungee cord and a rope and tie to a stump if I need to, because there's no shortage of those. So that's the rig for down there. What's up, Kyle? Yeah, I was just showing off the tourney rig, so you have to catch the replay and see the boat that I'm running down in the bayou. Good stuff. So we talked about the boat, been getting that ready. Let's see. We'll talk about tackle and then the schedule. So let's talk about the schedule a bit, and then I'll get into the the rods and stuff that I pulled out here. It's a pretty big live well, Sycamore. It's healthy. Yeah, I'm not concerned at all about the live well. Yeah, this I think this is basically the same boat, but a Ranger than what you're talking about, Tim. There's no jack plate, but yeah, me the other night, 45 miles an hour, no problem. What's up, David? You see my tin boat? Maybe I should show it one more time for the people just rolling in. So that's what we're running in the bayou right there. There is nothing wrong with the Google logo other than just, I don't know, a lot of people, some people don't really care that a lot of their baits are pretty similar to other baits. And I think some people, I don't know, don't necessarily support the Googans. And I think that's just a generational thing for some of the older guys versus some of the younger guys. But hey, what they've done for the sport has been really good. Exposure, getting young people into fishing is awesome. I don't really fish a lot of their baits, but that's just personal preference. So, all right. So the schedule next week, I'm leaving tomorrow night. Nice. I'm going to try to take myself in the over as well. So tomorrow night, I'm going to get 4 or 5 hours down the road. It's a 15-hour drive. So I only got 10, 11 hours to bang out on Friday, get down there Friday night, get checked into the Airbnb we rented for the first few nights. Cheetah and I will be rooming together for the first few nights. So I'll be out scouting, I don't know, 12-hour days, probably 7 to 7, daylight, something like that, 6 to 6, whatever it is down there, fishing hard. I'll definitely be recording, doing kind of a travel practice vlog that will come out, should be really soon after the tournament. And then Mondays are off day. I'll kind of pare down the tackle, re-rig everything, and get it ready for the official practice day, which is on Tuesday. Then we go out Tuesday. It's ran like a regular tournament. We'll be in the boatyard, be staying in the official bass housing at the Hilton Garden Inn. And Cheetah and I go out on official practice day on Tuesday, and the tournament is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Full field Wednesday, Thursday, top 10 or so make the final day cut out of 50. So, yeah, follow along on my social media. I'll try to post to the community tab here a little bit. There will be a video next week, but it'll be pre-recorded and pre-edited on probably drop that on Tuesday, no stream next week. And I'll try to make some updates to the community tab, but if you really want to follow me, you know, probably go over to Hellabass on Facebook or Instagram if you have those. That will be the best way to get like story updates and kind of more photos and stuff if you really want to follow along next week. But then the videos will definitely come out the week after. Hopefully there's 3 days of tournament videos, make the cut, and we rock this thing, right? So that's kind of the schedule. And there will be a Bassmaster live leaderboard. They'll have live streamed weigh-ins. They will have Bass Track. So follow along at bassmaster.com for all that information. Yeah, I would definitely do a content creator tournament. I think I wouldn't be scared. I think it'll take 14, 15 pounds a day to win. I think. Yeah, what's up, Fishing with Gramps? Good to see you. Yep, Bass Track will be there. And like I mentioned before, I'm pretty good about doing that. I just text the information on my phone as I catch them. So as long as I have signal, I will be updating my Bass Track during the event. So you guys can definitely follow along that way as well. Let's see here. And if you guys like follow along, you know, screenshot that, you know, post it on social. That would be awesome. Let people see it. That'd be awesome. That's right, Tom. We'll excuse it. Better late than never. We aren't going to stream super long tonight. Yeah, Gramps is here. Awesome, Gramps. Gramps has been doing quite a few live streams as well, doing some videos, so that's awesome. All right, let's. I'm going to show some rods here. Kind of talked about. Oh, before I get into the rods. Oh, here, that's a good question here. We'll talk about that in a second. I don't know if I guess I don't have the black label balsa cranks. I have one tied on in the boat, but I didn't bring that down on one of the rods here. I've got like 6 crankbaits tied on. You know, nothing specific for this tournament, but obviously I have some sponsors that help me throughout the year. the Minnesota Bass Nation does offer some support, you know, for this trip. And then Bass Master Bass Nation actually pays for the hotels on the official Monday, for the official starting Monday through the week. Bass Nation covers all that lodging, and they actually pack us lunches for the practice and tournament days. They feed us a couple different nights, so it's actually really a good deal. It doesn't cost a ton. And then you show up in the boatyard on Monday, and you make sure your gas and oil's filled up, and then every night they will fill your boat back up with gas too. So it's a really first-class operation when you get to the Bassmaster Nation Nationals. Obviously it costs money to fish, but there's a lot of offset in what they do. So, So I was going to show a few rods off here. So let's talk about a couple things here. So where do we start? So I've got, like I said, 24 rods rigged, but here's one. This is my new Caden 735 that I got this year. And a couple things to note. For most of my crankbait and spinner baits and moving baits, I actually re-spooled with mono or co-poly. So this is a 17-pound Suffix, I think. And so on this one, I've got kind of a chartreuse craw, OG Slim. So this would probably be more like main river stuff, right? Probably more main river watchdog cranking and things like that. If I find some brush piles or stumps or some things in the main river, this probably won't necessarily be in the bayous cranking around the cypress trees. That'll be a little shallower. But there's one rod rigged up. Like I said, went to mono because I'm going to be cranking a ton of wood, ton of cypress trees, things like that. And I really want that kind of float up, and I want it to ride over that cover and be able to really be, I'm going to be cranking in cover all the time. So anything I do reactions is going to be constantly bumping stumps, cypress knees, things like that. So switch over to mono for a lot of these things. So this is one of about six crankbaits I got tied on for this tournament. So kind of excited, flat side. It's going to be kind of a fall summer transition. And so excited to show them a lot of different things. I probably will crank only sparingly in practice to kind of figure out what they want, because I don't really feel like cutting all my hooks off in practice for that. So this is probably the few fish I will catch will probably come on crankbaits, because I'll just leave the hooks on these. So Brian, I do like the 735. I haven't caught a ton of fish on it yet, but I like how the rod feels. yeah, honestly, the lure wraps are an angler's best friend, not just a co-angler, in my opinion. So that's one of the rods. One of the other crankbait rods I brought in, I have several. This one is my Champion 705 crankbait rod. I've got two other 704s and a 765 as well. So maybe I only have five crankbait rods, but I could probably crank with some other rods too. So I think I have, I'll just show this one first. So this one's got kind of a red sixth sense. I think it was 100X or 100 crush. Just want to show them something different. I got several chartreuse baits. Excuse me. So I wanted something different, a little red, different crawdad, in case they're not really feeding on shad. So I've got some kind of chartreuse whites, some chartreuse blackback, a few different color patterns. But I want to show them something different. So I want to throw some red in there. So this one's also got, this one's 15-pound big game, for really, this would be really grinding around cypress knees and cypress trumps and wood and things like that. So, like I said, I've all my cranking setups, I've gone to mono this week. So crankbait. So I showed you two, and, so I've got, an OG Slim tied on, and obviously I've got more cranks than this. So these are just kind of where I'm starting, and then we'll pivot from there. Man. My throat's getting dry. This rum's not like lubricating my throat. So the OG Slim, the 100 Crush 100. I've got a DT10 for some more river stuff. I've got one of the Black Label I forget what they are. The small little black labels I showed a while back. And then I've got, what was the other bait I got tied on? Oh, a small chartreuse craw. What is it? It's the, gosh, they were on my stream a long time ago. Little custom resin based balsa. Oh, I'm struggling to think of the name. They're out of like Ohio. They're designed for the Ohio River cranking for smallies and things like that. Oh man. Witty Outdoors. So it's a Witty custom. So that's the five cranks I've got to start out with. Yeah. San Diego Jam is a good knot. I use that all the time. Yeah. Love the Dobbins. There should be some more news coming on Dobbins in the near future on the channel as well. So stay tuned. Yeah. Big game. Good stuff. I do have, I don't have these rods out here, but I do have a Bone Vixen tied on. I've got a couple buzz baits. I've got a Black Whopper Plopper for topwater. I don't know the topwater is going to be really amazing, but I've got a couple tied up. Yep, the Witties. Thanks, Kyle. I finally remembered. So, yeah, there's the cranks. I got two more rods here to show. So here, my spinnerbait rod. So this is the same rod that I actually caught almost all of my fish last year in the national championship, and which was a Sierra 703, and I threw spinnerbait a ton at Pickwick and caught most of my fish. So this year, I think I probably had like 16-pound fluoro. This year, I'm running 20-pound big game on my spinnerbait, and I've got a Bassman compact half-ounce spinnerbait with this little turtleback blade, which I think will be a nice Colorado turtleback, which I think will have a nice thump and move some water. Chartreuse white, you can't really go along with that. I've got some other colors if the water is really dingy. And then I just got the smaller Arsenal Tactical Minnow on there just to move a little more water, because I figure we're going to have dingy water, we're going to want to move some water. But this is a pretty compact spinnerbait, because I think getting bites is going to be a premium. The other thing, man, my throat, is that all my single hooks for practice I've covered with shrink tubing. So that's one thing I've done, is to minimize the potential fish that I'm going to hook during practice, is my swim jigs, my jigs, my buzz baits, my bladed jigs, any of that stuff. I've got these all covered with shrink wrap. So I will probably throw these a lot in practice, and when I get bites, we'll just note it and feel what they feel like when they bite. But I really don't want to hook many fish in practice. So that's going to be key. So I'll throw the crankbait sparingly to sample a few bass, but most of the time I'm going to be throwing baits that have covered hooks, so I'm not catching a lot of fish. So yeah, 20-pound big game Sierra Series 703 for the spinnerbait rod. The Sobey rods are cool. I saw them at Shields not too long this summer in Eden Prairie. They were pretty nice. They are a touch faster action, a little stiffer than the comparable like Champions and things like that, but a very nice rod. They were balanced well, had most of the same properties as most of your Dobbins, just a touch faster action. There are gators at the Ouachita River. I saw them last time I was down there. Yes, so good point, Don. So yes, you can they had a sale for Bassman 20% off. So if you like the looks of this spinnerbait, if I remember, I'll try to put a link in the description down below. Otherwise, you can just use my code to my link to Omnia Fishing, and you can use my code HPFall15 and get that off. And then they also have the Tactical Minnows, which you can either get at Arsenal or you can get at Omnia. So if you like that combo, if you think that's something that would catch bass where you live, there are links to those down there. And honestly, I think that OG Slim, that color they had in their overstock, in their, do they call it clearance? I don't think, their closeout area in Omnia. So it was already on sale. Plus you can use my code. And then I think they carry 6 cents as well at Omnia. So most of the stuff I'm showing you, you can use my code at Omnia to get a pretty good deal on. Are the Northern Louisiana River colored? It's got some pretty good stain to it typically. what do I like for bottom contact sensitive? Are you talking about rods? Most of my bottom contact rods are either Champions or Champion Extremes, and those typically have straight fluorocarbon on them. Yeah, that I definitely will not let that happen, Matt. But I'm sure Scott would do something like that. I don't know that it's exactly a Caden. I haven't held enough Cadens to say for sure, but there are different actions in the Sobey series than the Caden. So even if they are the same material, the models are different. So yeah, and I think I'm kind of excited to use the Bassman because, you know, obviously spinnerbaits are a thing that get thrown a lot on rivers and especially around cypress trees. So I just figured not a ton of people are throwing Bassmans. You're only available a few vendors in the States. They haven't been around, you know, they've been in Australia for a long time. But, you know, just want to show them fish something a little different, especially if I'm fishing around other anglers. So that's a tip for you guys, anglers fishing in crowded situations. You know, sometimes when everybody buys that one spinnerbait from the same bait shops, you might want to find something like a Bassman that's a little bit different and get a little different vibration, show them fish something different. There you go. Yeah, that reminds me, I need to update my fishing reports from last week before I drive out of town. But if you fish in Indiana, check out Fishing with Gramps fishing reports. And if you're in Minnesota, check out I'll post reports for Monroe, Louisiana River, or Washita River. Yeah, and they surprisingly hold up great to pike if you live up Minnesota, Wisconsin, etc. The 743 is my favorite casting smallie rod. Love, I got two of them. I would say the only reason not to get the 743 is if you have space requirements, you know, whether it's in a boat or in a kayak or in a car, if a 7.4 is too long. But if not, I would go 743. Well, hopefully you get to try. Aren't you going to Mexico here pretty soon? Hopefully you catch a whole bunch on that flipping stick. Nice. Yeah, I caught some nice bass on Gunnersville on the True Life or True Bass. I'm not sure. But on Pickwick, all I catch was drum. What's up, Bailey? We were talking kayaks just a little bit ago. Yeah, if you ever want to feel them out, you don't live that far away, Jay. We can meet up and you can definitely check them out and get your hands on them. I have not tried the Inu rig. This doesn't feel like a finesse Inu rig kind of derby. It all depends on kind of what you like for spinnerbaits. Yeah, personal preference, I guess, depends on how much flex or give you like in your spinnerbaits. Yeah, I was thinking more about depending on like your transportation of the kayak and what you have for a car or a mechanism, you know. I'm assuming not everybody just lets their rods fly around driving down the road. So, yeah. Yeah. All right. One more rod here to show is, and I got, like I said, a whole bunch of rods, but this one, Sierra 734, which is my go-to bladed jig rod. I am not a glass guy when it comes to anything, let alone bladed jigs. So we've got 20-pound big game on this one as well. Right now, I've got kind of a black and blue Super K Clacken. And you can see I've got the shrink wrap on the hook. And I've got a, what is this, an X-Zone Adrenaline Craw. And I've got it rigged flat because I want, you know, that wide profile. So as this bait comes through, right, a little more meat. So as it comes by stumps, that'll hopefully keep that hook from rolling. And then typically when you have your body, your bait flat like this, if you're coming over limbs or knees, like when you have a flat body, typically when the bait's rolling like this, right, it'll tend to stay flatter as it goes over. Whereas if you've got like a minnow style with more of a keel, that hook will tend to roll and you'll roll into the stick or the twig. So two things. One, it'll keep the hook up when you're coming through heavy cover, and then the wider body will keep the hook. It will roll less and keep the hook hopefully bumping away from cover. And then this one's got a really small light weed guard on it. So because I'm fishing around heavy cover, those are some of the bait choices and modifications I'm making to crank around wood and cypress trees and things like that. So small weed guard, wider trailer, flat will help it hang up less. And then the 20-pound big game will help it come up over cover and snap off of things as well. Yeah. It's good to see you guys using some of the custom emojis for the members. Yeah, shout out to the members. We didn't really talk about that, but awesome to see several of the members in the stream tonight using their members only emojis. So that's awesome. Oh, looks like Brian finally found himself a 734. Yeah, it's a, and actually this is complete, I mean, they are connected, but completely different fisheries, Logan. Oh, getting nice. That's awesome. They have Dobbins rods down there at the leak back rack. Let's see here. Yep. 734 is a great rod. Does a lot of things, spinner baits, chatter baits, things like that. Yep, no Bandido. Yeah, so like I said, this is a Super K Clacken. So if you're interested in, I think this is a good-looking bladed jig. There's also a link down in the description for this, and you can use code HELLABASS15 for that. But I'm kind of excited for this particular down here. I do believe there are higher powers in this world, MZ. Yeah, 733. That's a sweet rod too. Wills, Flexant, Stop. So I did send in a support ticket to StreamYard asking them why they don't work. Like you can see them on the YouTube, but when I try to show them up, it just shows the characters. So that's they said I could just reconnect it and it would hopefully work, but clearly that is not working. So, but I can see him on my dashboard over here, but that's a bummer. Stupid question. No stupid questions. 743 is a 7'4" 3-power. That is correct. Yes, Josh. John, sorry. Yes, not many people throw at JB because they don't exist anymore. They don't make them and they're hard to find. Yes, I will be recording. So I'll do a travel vlog / practice vlog, as well as full recording on the tournament days, just like I did last year at Pickwick. So it should be a pretty good event and make for some good videos and some really unique content. So, you know, I'm sure there's some of you guys that, you know, live down in Arkansas or have been to Louisiana, but like it is a super unique fishery, beautiful, you know, cypress swamps, things like that. Is, you know, it's going to look nothing like the stuff that I normally put up. So visually it's going to be very stunning, very attractive. It's going to be a very fun video to watch, hopefully because of the fish catches and because of all the scenery. So yeah, there we go. That's the chatterbait setup. Like I said, there's 20 more rods in the boat. We got jigs. We got, chicken rigs, we've got Texas rigs, we've got buzz baits, ploppers, more crankbaits, swim jigs. I don't know, all kinds of things. We'll throw the chicken sink at them if we have to. Yeah, don't tell people or you'll never have any more of them, Jay. I am not sure, Sycamore. Could be. extra long. So you want like some unedited, like how long are you thinking? How long would you sit through of a tournament video, Daniel. Like normally a tournament video day is like 12 to 20 minutes, depending on how long and raw and uncut would you want to see? And would anybody else want to see it? Yeah, there'll be hopefully some gator B-roll. We'll have a cypress tree B-roll, maybe some of those little nutria rats. Jackson says he'll do 40 minutes uncut. So you literally want to see like 6 hours of footage, 8 hours. I can't imagine how long that would take me to render in DaVinci and upload. I don't listen to while at work. That's funny. Yeah, I can't say I've done a little bit of fishing with the chicken rig, but I'm willing to throw it down here. I feel like I'm probably not going to throw it in practice much, but I feel like if I find an area in practice where I have high confidence that there's a good population of fish, it's a bait that I can throw in and work it around cypress trees and stumps effectively and be a finesse presentation to get bites if it's tough. So if I can't get them to eat a spinnerbait or a squarebill, you know, things like that, that I want to be able something I can slow down and kind of flip in there and let it do its thing with like a fat Daiwa Nikko worm on a chicken rig around those stumps. So that's kind of my thought process if the fishing gets tough, right? Like, let's say we have a day or two of like rain and wind and they're chewing and chasing reaction baits, and then the tournament rolls around and it's no wind, bluebird skies, they don't want to eat, then I might just have to find something I can finesse around those stumps. And I'll fish that on like a 743 bait casting rod with probably like 15-pound fluorocarbon. All right. We got people that'll say they barely watch 20 minutes and some people that'll watch 8 hours. Yeah, I did upgrade my internet. So thanks to the members that joined and that, you know, joined the membership, that money went right to upgrading the internet. So we'll see. Awesome. So AJ, you are you're going to be down there. That's awesome. So what state are you from, AJ? And are you a boater or a co? Nick's his own boss. Thank you, Doug. My reels for Dobbins rods are a mix of Daiwa and Shimano. So let's see, what do we have here? And I have like a lot of older reels. Like this one's not. So this one's an SLX XT. This is actually a reel I got this year. Thanks to Gander / Camping World getting rid of their fishing stuff. So that's on the Chatterbait. This one is a Shimano Corrado G7. That's what's on the spinnerbait rod. So that's an older Shimano Corrado. I feel like a lot of these are going to be Shimano, but I'm probably about a 50-50 split, to be honest. This is also a Corrado G5 for this crankbait, square bill. And then, yeah. This is a Corrado. I got a lot of Corrado G's for my cranking, but honestly, if you've seen my arsenal videos that I did last year, it's I got a lot of older ones. I mean, I've got some of the Kronark D's, Corrado E's. I've got a bunch of the Daiwa Tatula CTs. I've got a Tatula SV. I've got that Coastal SV for my frog. It's really, I don't know, I would say maybe 2/3 Shimano, 1/3 Daiwa. Whichever ones I can get the best deal on when I need a reel. All right. Oh, cool. Yeah. I met you at Quick Trip. I remember that now. I just didn't know you as AJ Mendy. So awesome. Well, make sure you say hi. I'm sure if I don't see you around on the water, but for sure in the boatyard and at the hotel, maybe we can have a Coke or something. You know, Charles, I've thought about this. Like, I know GoPro has the capability to live stream. I just haven't figured out figured out how to do it yet or spent the time to figure it out. It'd probably be something I would try fun fishing. The only thing I concern is that, like, when we're live streaming like this, and like when you see Gramps or me or the bait man or whoever, right? Is that I can see the comments, I can interact. Like, I feel like when I'm just streaming and fishing, it's going to be, you're going to look at my back and you're going to be 6 feet away, and I won't be able to see any of the comments because I'm going to be fishing. But it is probably something I need to figure out, because I think it could be fun, especially for like evening tournaments or something like that, where it's a little more casual. It might be fun to do some live streaming or some fun fishing. Yeah, awesome. You scooped up the bulk in Vizix from Omni. I wonder if they still got that. We should take a look while we're here. It'll be fun. Let's just let's take a look to see if that deal's still up. So if you go to Omnia Fishing Bargain Bin, let's see if they have you can get some Rage Bugs marked down $1.50 a pack. You can use my code on top of that. That's a pretty good deal. They got dingers. There's regular Invisex spools. So those are, can't quite see. They're marked down to like $16-17. Then you can use a 15% off that. So that's a pretty good deal. You can get some Suffix Braid. But they had the bulk spools in Invisex earlier. Punch Bugs, Strike King Rage Big Punch Bugs. Yeah, there we go. There's the 1,000-yard, 10-pound Invisex marked down 20%. And then I think it comes up being like 32% or 33% when you stack the code. So some good stuff. Net Bait, Pocket Claws, Owners, Jungle Hooks. Those are pretty sweet hooks. There's some pretty saucy stuff in the bargain bin. Some Fritz sides. Oh, man. I wish I would have saw that. I might have ordered that before I left. I don't think I'll get it in time. That's new. It used to be just this brown crowd. They didn't have that spicy mustard in there before. A lot of people like these Z-Man Batwing Chunks. Big Bite Fighting Frog. Z-Man Cross-Eye Chatterbait and Waterbug. There's some good stuff. So hopefully I'm not costing any of you guys money by looking at that. All right, back to the chat here. I'm lost here. We gotta. Where were we? All right. Appreciate it, Tim. I appreciate your support, and I appreciate you helping out with the moderation. So that's awesome. Favorite rods, buzz baits with braided line, a 734 Dobbins. And I would say, actually, this rod here, probably the one I have my bladed jig on with mono or fluorocarbon, this same rod spooled up with braid would be really good. The 734 is just slightly slower action than the other 734. So the Sierra 734 would be my number one choice for a buzz bait with a braided line. But any of the 734s, even a Fury would be good. Yeah, so there you go. Don says the same thing. 734 Dobbins champion is good. The, you know, the champ is $260. It's a great rod. Do you need that sensitivity for a buzzbait? Probably not. That's why I suggest the Sierra or the Fury instead of the champ. But if you got the budget and you like the lightness of the rod and you want to use that rod for other things, that's a great choice as well. Thank you, Will. Yeah, well, I don't know about it. We'll see. It'd be interesting to try some stuff that's members only, some unique content. So I need to think about that. So we're not going to stream real long tonight either, because I got a lot of stuff to do tomorrow. And then I want to get to bed early because I'm going to be driving through the night tomorrow a little bit. So interesting. I have not had any issues with my SLX XT. let's see. Shimano typically comes, I believe, heavy with grease and oil. So maybe look up a video like Debo's or somebody else's on how to clean a reel. Get in there and clean some of the excess grease out of there and then just lightly oil it. And you might find that your casting goes up, because some of these Shimano reels come really heavy with grease. Whereas I think Daiwa's come with almost no lube in them. Man, I'm falling behind here. 5G access. Yeah, probably not down there. They don't even hardly have mapping. They're both good, honestly. Great reels. Whichever one you can get a better deal on, Logan. Or whichever one looks better on your rod. Let's see, which Dobbins rods for big wheelless swim baits and which rods for glide treble hooks. I am not a swim bait aficionado, so I would just default. It depends on what's big for you and what ounces, but the Fury 795 swim bait is a good starter rod. And I guess it depends on how big and what the weights are of your swim baits. I have never fished the SLX rods, but I do like the SLX XT reel. The SLX is okay. I feel like for the extra $30, the SLX XT is a much better reel. Oh, Brian. I could deliver to the hotel. I got enough cranks. I should be good. I got some frogs tied on. So yeah. 735 would be the best rod for a frog, I think, in the Fury lineup. New Maxent bass yet? Like baby bass color, or I'm not sure. Maybe I don't know what the new Maxent bass is. I got some creature hogs for down there. I'm going to be flipping around. Yep. Both of those are awesome frog rods. I agree. In any series you can get them in. Difference between Champ and Champion Extreme is about $100. And it's just, you know, the Champion Extreme is a little bit better blank, a little bit better guides, a little bit different finish. But otherwise, they both balance well. They both have, I mean, they're both great rods. I mean, the Champion Extremes are a bit of a luxury. I don't know that you never really need to spend much more than the cost of a Champion. My PB bass is 8 pounds, 3 ounces out of Lake Amistad, largemouth. My Minnesota PB is 7 1/4, which was caught in November, a handful of years ago. It's actually on a video. You can search PB on my channel. You can see my PB Minnesota bass. And I think 5-ish pounds for a smallie and probably like 2.5 pounds for a spot. Yeah, Trey's Dobbins collection probably makes mine look kind of iffy. Yeah, I've got some of the Maxent. I like the General a lot. Catch a lot of fish on the General. The meaty chunk is pretty good. One thing I don't like is it's not super durable. You burn through them really fast. They're not great for skipping. They tear up really easy. But I'm definitely gonna flip some of the creature hogs down there. And I hope real soon to be giving you some additional opportunities on Dobbins rods. So stay tuned. Yeah, I think the only Guggen baits I've ever thrown are the click baits that I bought for a video. And if anybody wants those, shoot me a DM and I'll send them to you now that I'm done filming that video. Thanks, David. Thank you. Good luck in Mexico. Probably won't talk to you before that. Tuning in. All right. I think we're caught up with the chat. I don't know. I guess we've been on just about an hour. I covered everything I wanted to cover. We talked about the Arsenal sale. Talked about no stream next week, but we'll be back the following week. I've got some videos coming out next week, fishing the tournament next week. Like I said, follow along on Bass Trek. I showed you the boat I'm using, talked about some tackle prep, talked about the schedule, tournaments the 3rd through the 5th. And you can follow along on social, Hellebass, Facebook, Instagram, if you want to get the behind-the-scenes look at things. But otherwise, if anybody's got any few questions, we'll hang on for a few minutes, but we're not going to go super late tonight. That a boy, Sycamore. I'm interested to see what you think of that Arsenal Rumble that you won on the stream. No giveaways tonight, but we'll try to have some giveaways when we come back the week after next. Best brand of best braid to fluoro. So I don't use braid to fluoro for cranks and chatterbaits. So, but as far as whatever, you know, the Alberto, the FG, whatever you can tie the best with the small, any of them are good. I just like straight fluoro or straight copoly for crankbaits and chatterbaits. What was the Arsenal sale? I can flash that quick. For you, Mike, it's just, yeah, you can, there's a link in the description to go to Arsenal. They've got the sales. Looks like code Halloween21. It's 25% off, and then it gets you, if there's products on sale, additional 25% off. So that's what that was, Mike. Thanks for all the good lucks, everybody. Oh, that's awesome. Appreciate it. All right. Cool. All right. We're at an hour. I think we'll keep it short and sweet tonight. If you came in late, watch the replay. I will quickly get this out as a podcast version as well. We'll be back the week after next. We'll have some guests. We'll have some announcements. We'll have some giveaways. Lots of good stuff. Appreciate all the support. Appreciate you members that have joined the channel. Hope to represent you guys super well. And hopefully we will all be celebrating together here in 2 weeks. And as always, here to help you guys catch more big bass and suck less. As always, thanks to all of you that hung in till the end of this podcast. This has been another episode of Hellebass Bass Fishing Podcast Experience. Please consider sharing this with any of your bassin' buddies and friends. This is the best way for podcasts to grow is through word of mouth. Also, don't forget to search Hellebass on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, or just about anywhere else so that we can connect in more ways. As always, here to help you catch more bass and suck less. This week, the Hellebass Bass Fishing Podcast is brought to you by Arsenal Fishing. Arsenal Fishing offers premium custom-made performance apparel and tackle. Arsenal delivers a wide variety of custom-designed baits, accessories, and tools, along with unique utilitarian apparel for all outdoor enthusiasts. As part of their support, you can use code HELLEBASS15 to save 15% on all purchases at arsenalfishing.com to support the show. Now let's get back to helping you catch more bass and suck less.